Phosphenic mixing applied to education. We have seen previously how to use phosphenism to study a map of geography. Let us now move on to studying a lesson of history. If you are studying a lesson of history of approximately 50 pages, it will be difficult to use all the visual images that stem from this chapter and mix them all in the phosphine. This process would take too much time. So, there are two ways to operate. The first one is simple. Study as usual. After reading the lesson, chapter after chapter, of course, close the book, focus on the lamp, and try to remember what you have just read, as you usually do, but this time during the presence of the phosphine. There is another way to proceed. Choose the visual mental image that is most difficult to memorize. For example, a list of dates. Or, on the contrary, and it is particularly efficient with younger children, choose a picture from the chapter that is pleasant and that is inspiring. The same way heat diffuses, the energy produced by mixing a thought with the phosphine will slowly diffuse from this image to the other related image in the chapter. Even if you work only with two or three ideas from the chapter, it is the whole of the chapter that will benefit from phosphenic mixing. Application of phosphenism for essays with the technique of streaming mixing. The technique of streaming mixing is very efficient for producing ideas for essays or narrations, for example. Choose the image that is conjured by the subject of the essay. Mix this image with a first phosphine and look for ideas as usual. As the phosphine produces visions, some precise images might appear. After the end of the phosphine, write down all the ideas you have perceived. Then, pick up the most precise of these images or ideas and mix it in a second phosphine. Do not use the first image again. Pick up a new image that's appeared during the first phosphine for mixing in the second phosphine. During the second phosphine, keep searching for images and ideas, and witness what appears. After this second phosphine, write down all the ideas that have stemmed into your consciousness. Then, pick up the most precise of them and mix it in a third phosphine, and so on until you have enough ideas to start working on your essay. This continuous mixing technique is called streaming mixing. You can experiment with a simple theme, enjoying a stroll in the woods, for example. Try and represent, within the first phosphine, what these words conjure, and at the same time, search for associated images or ideas. Then, do a second phosphine, mixing the main idea that appeared during the first phosphine, and so on, phosphine after phosphine. Write down the results. When you look back on your notes, you will realize an increase of the number of ideas. The quantity of ideas is always increasing, like a spring which becomes a river and ends up in the sea. You will be able to produce more ideas in 15 minutes than in half a day of usual work. Sometimes the ideas that appear seem unconnected. Often the ideas that appear during the second phosphine are a little bit confused. Nevertheless, you should write them all down. And after several phosphine, you will realize that a sort of general idea appears and connects all these ideas together. phosphenic mixing for studying foreign languages. Even in your mother language, pronunciation is essential. Doing a phosphene improves pronunciation. Reciting a poetry under the influence of the phosphene and without the phosphene will show you the difference. So it is similar for foreign languages. The accent is acquired better when one studies with the phosphene. You can, for example, listen to a method on a CD or any recording in the language you want to study under the influence of the phosphene. Focus on the lamp for 30 seconds, then put the eye patch on. Listen to a sentence during the phosphene and recite it in a loud voice one time and mentally two times. You can also recite it in a loud voice twice and mentally twice. What is important is to alternate mental repetitions and repetitions in a loud voice. First, because repeating in a loud voice is very interesting, and also, and mainly, because you are using your motor skill memory by making the muscles of your mouth and tongue and cheeks move and larynx to produce the sounds. You will thus acquire a better memory of the movements that are necessary to produce the sounds. The phosphene has an action on visual thoughts, auditory thoughts, but also on motor thoughts. Repeating mentally is a good exercise to learn how to think in the foreign language. To solve problems of dyslexia and spelling. We are now going to talk about a problem that is a little bit more complex, but that is very interesting to parents, children, and teachers. The question of spelling, which is connected somewhat with dyslexia. There are two ways to proceed to improve dyslexia and spelling problems. The first is very simple. Many mothers who knew about phosphenism found it by themselves. Here is an example. The school psychologist of Chicoutimi, Quebec, who I have already mentioned, was working with a 9-year-old child who could read but only 30 words a minute. He indicated the method to the child's mother. 3 weeks later, the child could read 65 words a minute. The mother couldn't spend too much time working with her child, so they only practiced phosphenic mixing together 20 minutes a day for 3 weeks. She would ask her child to read the word first, then, under the influence of the phosphine, to spell the word and then read it again, and so on for the next word. Within 3 weeks, this child went from 30 words a minute to 65. Of course, a similar process can be applied for spelling problems. Spelling is connected, above all, to motor skills memory. There is a muscular memory, which characteristic is to be very unconscious, almost completely unconscious, and spelling depends on a muscular memory. How can this motor skill memory be developed? First, you will need to ask the child to write 3 or 4 words with which he or she has problems. Of course, you should make sure that the child writes the correct spelling. Then, when the child has written these words correctly, ask the child immediately after to focus on the lamp for 30 seconds. Switch the lamp off and ask the child to put the eye patch on. The child will have to write without seeing the sheet of paper. It is surprisingly easy to write with an eye patch on. and it helps developing the intelligence and the memory of the muscles. The way to proceed with grammar rules is quite similar. First, make sure that the child understands the rule that he or she has to apply. Then, ask the child to do a phosphine, put the eye patch on, and during the presence of the phosphine, perform a dictation using this rule of grammar several times. The presence of the phosphine is going to strengthen what could be called kinesthetic memory and intelligence. That is to say, the sensation of the existence of the body. I believe that using the word of intelligence of the body is very relevant in this case. And intelligence is not limited purely to intellectual analysis. Solving problems of mathematics. Through experiment, the children I have worked with have shown me that the best way to proceed is to use the cophosphine with a lamp. The child should focus on the lamp during approximately 3 minutes, while the blue and pink colors appear. During this time, the child should think about the terms of the problem and then seek a solution. Then they should turn the lamp off and focus on the post-phosphine. Within this post-phosphine, they can continue to search for the solution as usual, or try to produce a kind of emptiness of mind. The presence of the phosphine favors the absence of any other idea. This mind emptiness helps the subconscious assimilations of information. Then the child can move on to another type of work, and when they come back to their problem, there is more chances that the solution will appear. With the pleasant and characteristic feeling of triggering of phosphenic phenomena. I will now present a different mode of operation. If you keep your eyes open with the phosphine, and of course, if you don't put the eye patch on, the phosphine seems projected on the objects in front of you. There is even a combination between the color of the phosphine and the color of the objects that takes place. If you have produced a phosphine by focusing on the lamp for 30 seconds, and if you then look and read a text, the phosphine is projected on this text. Nevertheless, the bright colors of the phosphine make reading impossible. To be able to read with the phosphine, you need to place a second lamp to light the text, and only the text, not your eyes. The bright light of the lamp on the text will dim the color and the brightness of the phosphine somewhat, and will make you able to read the text through the phosphine. This is a very useful method, as reading during the presence of the phosphine helps memorizing and assimilating the information contained in the text. This very pleasant process was discovered by children who indicated it to me. You will need to use two lamps, one to do the phosphine and one to light the text. A simple desk lamp is enough to light the text. It is important to place the lamp to light the text, the desk lamp, for example, in a way so that its light does not hit your eyes, but only the text. If you need to do a new phosphine, switch the phosphenic lamp on and focus on it for 30 seconds. Then switch it off and resume reading with the phosphine. Improving social relations, solving shyness. Phosphenic mixing has a very great action on shyness. A person I knew went from complete timidity to becoming a speaker on the local radio. She is now very active and has made many contacts. She can testify that this change occurred after practicing phosphenic mixing. At what age can one start practicing phosphenism? From an age of 8 months old, children can start practicing with the phosphenes, or playing with the phosphenes, more likely. A phosphenic pocket lamp can be used safely by a small child. Very young children can understand very quickly and easily the process of focusing on the lamp for 30 seconds, then remaining in the dark for 3 minutes to observe the phosphene, and so on. The phosphenes quickly become a game for them. A chiropractor I know worked with an 8-month-old baby who could not lift his head. After 8 days of playing with the phosphenes, this child could raise his head again. His motricity problems improved greatly with the phosphenes. In Chicoutimi, Quebec, there was a 2-year-old child. In Chicoutimi, there was a 2-year-old child, and his mother started practicing phosphenism with him. He learned to talk at the same age as the other children, but he could express himself much more complexly. Phosphenism helps expressing what the individual actually tends towards. This is very important for making choices in life. So, it is quite beneficial to start practicing at an early age. Children love the phosphenes, and playing with the phosphenes for a short period of time before going to sleep will help them not experiencing nightmares. The development of personality. Certain persons mention that bright lights are used in a rather negative environment to make people tired during police interrogations, for example. This is true, but it is the continuous use of strong light that is tiring for the brain. When one practices phosphenism, there is very little time spent watching the light. It is the phosphene that is consecutive to lighting that is of interest to us. The feeling of obviousness that accompanies self-discoveries that are produced by the practice of phosphenism is a very useful thread to follow to develop your personality harmoniously. Everyone is different. We could compare human beings to the crystals of snow. The crystals of snow are all made of geometrical forms with 60 degree angles. There are billions of crystals of snow, and none of them are exactly similar. Nevertheless, they are all made of the same angles. Human beings are similar. There is a collective aspect, which is true for all human beings, and there is an individual aspect, which is only true for the individual. There needs to be a balance between the individual and the collective. So, the result of mixing a thought with the phosphine is completely different for each individual. This is why this method is so difficult to diffuse, as it does not create a typical mold of a person. The practice of phosphinism helps developing an harmonious originality that is called creativity. If a person is searching for inner or spiritual development through exercises, the practice of phosphenic mixing might produce the revelation of an exercise that is well suited for them at that moment. These exercises will change frequently. If one uses an exercise from a book or provided by a master from a tradition, it will work for a while. But in general, after a certain time, the exercise will become less active, and then the person will discard it. Even if one wants to carry on with the study and the practice of the exercise, something will put an end to it. What is this something? Well, the process could be compared to organ transplant. They do not always function, and the organism might reject the transplant. The process is similar. You could compare it to a sort of psychological or psychic transplant. Using phosphenic mixing before falling asleep. It is very easy and useful to practice phosphenism while you are falling asleep. Nevertheless, it requires a particular equipment. The best place to set your lamp is above the middle of the bed, on the level of your head, and use a remote control to switch the lamp on and off. Experiment proves that one does not fall asleep while focusing on the lamp. It is after, while observing the phosphine, that it becomes very easy to fall asleep, even though the phosphine is very bright. If you are mixing an active intellectual work with the phosphine, the process tends to be stimulating. If, on the other hand, you are relaxing and getting ready to fall asleep, the phosphine will help you reach that state. The action of phosphinism on sleep, on the brightness of dreams, and on prophetic dreams. The effects of practicing phosphenic mixing while falling asleep are truly amazing. After 3 or 4 days, without a long initiation, you will be able to fall asleep during the practice of phosphenic mixing. Your dreams will become brighter, with much more variety of colors, and you will remember them better. You might not remember the dreams as you wake up, but later during the day. After 1 or 2 months of practice, the objects in your dreams will become bigger. For example, if you dream about a mountain, it will be the highest mountain you have ever seen. If you dream of a flock of sheep, it will be the most massive flock of sheep you've ever seen. If you keep on practicing, after 2 to 3 months, prophetic dreams will occur. They will realize themselves a few days later with enough details for you to understand their prophetic element. This has happened to absolutely materialistic students who were working with me and phosphinism to prepare their exams. They were surprised to have prophetic dreams that would realize themselves a few days later. Practicing phosphinism makes this kind of phenomenon quite common. If a larger number of persons experienced these phenomena, the point of view of modern civilization might change. Also, the next day, after having practiced phosphinism and spent a night full of beautiful colored dreams, one has a very pleasant sensation of rest that is totally characteristic of a phosphenic phenomena. The opposition between hypnosis and phosphenism. Certain persons compare phosphenism and hypnotism. We are going to see that these two methods are completely opposite. When one practices phosphenic mixing regularly, one becomes more lucid, more conscious than usual. If you think while focusing on the sun, respecting, of course, the guidelines I have provided for the safety of your eyes, you will experience the impression that your thought is warm, vibrant, external to yourself like a cloud. You are now in a state of hyper-consciousness, more awake than usual. With hypnosis, it is, by definition, the opposite, a state of partial sleep. The word hypnosis comes from the Greek hypnos and is related to half-sleep, states of half-sleep. A main difference between the technique used in phosphenism and in hypnosis is that in phosphenism, one focuses on the lamp for 30 seconds to 3 minutes. In hypnosis, persons are asked to focus on a light for more than 20 minutes. So, the goal of phosphenism is to create a state of hyperconsciousness, when the goal of hypnosis is to create a state of hypoconsciousness. This is totally opposite. Suggestion and phosphenism. Many persons confuse suggestion and hypnosis. Why? Because an individual in a state of hypnosis, that is to say, in a state of partial sleep, is more affected by suggestion. In many of the old treatises dealing with hypnotism from the past, the two concepts are blended. Practicing phosphenism with colored light. Many persons ask me if it is useful to use lamps of various colors to practice phosphenism. It is interesting on a physiological level, but not so interesting for phosphenic mixing. In general, because a lamp of color only contains a fraction of the spectrum of white light, the phosphenes produced by lamps of color will be less bright. It is consequently more interesting to use white light, as it contains all the vibrations of the spectrum. Nevertheless, on a physiological level, it is interesting to study the reactions of the brain to lights of different colors. The phosphine obtained with the color yellow, for instance, lasts 10 times longer than the phosphine obtained with white light.